Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The next four Mishnayos discuss the Isser Midrabanan. The Rabbanan forbade drinking certain liquids that were left out overnight because of the possibility that a snake may have drank from the liquid and left some venom inside the liquid, and drinking from this would be a sakana, would be a danger. And therefore, they forbade certain liquids. The Mishnah discuss which liquids and how much. Mishnah Dal, Yain Shel Truma Shenizgala, Truma wine that became uncovered and was left out uncovered, Yishafich, you have to spill it out. And even though this is wasting the Truma wine, and it's generally usher to waste the Truma food produce, here, because of the Sakana, the Rabbanan obligated him to spill it out. Veinsar Chlamer Shel Chulin, and it goes without saying that for sure Chulin also, Chulin wine that's left uncovered needs to be spilled out. There's no concern of wasting the chulin like truma, and so certainly the sakana will cause you to have to spill it out. Shleisha mashkin aser mishum gili. There's three types of liquids that become aser, forbidden to drink when they're uncovered. Hamayim, water, vayayin, wine, vachalof, and milk. V'sharkal mashkin, but all other liquids are mutarim, even if they get left out, they're still permitted to drink from, because generally snakes don't drink from the other liquids. Kama yishu v'yu asur, and how long do the liquids have to be out uncovered in order to become asur? Kidei sheyetze harachash mimakom kara v'yishta, the amount of time that it takes for a snake to come out of its place, mimakom kara, from a nearby place, v'yishta, and drink from this liquid. That, so whatever that amount of time is, a short amount of time of being uncovered, that will become usher. It'll be my magulim, and it'll be usher. Mishnah Hey, Shir Hamayim Hamagulim. How much uncovered water, how much water is present will be forbidden. So the Mishnah says, Kedesha Tevet Ben Mar. If there's enough water that the mara, the venom of the snake, will be tevid, will be lost within the water, it'll be so diluted that it won't be dangerous in that amount of water, then that won't be a problem to leave it out uncovered. But less than that, that the venom will be dangerous, then it is a problem if it's left out uncovered. The Rav says that Chazal knew exactly how much it is venom gets left into the water, and based on that, there was some proportion of water that would nullify the venom. Reb Yesi says, he argues, and he says, Bekalim, if the water is being contained in kalim and vessels and containers, then kol shein, any size, even if it's very, very large, no matter how much water it is, it's a problem if it's left out uncovered. The venom's still dangerous. Ubekarkayis, but if it's water that's in the ground, then arbayim sa, 40 sa, which is around 150 gallons, that is going to be permitted, and it was more lenient by the water in the ground. The ground has some sort of aspect of canceling out the venom from being harmful, and then it would be permitted. The Rav speaks out over here other halachas about this. The Rav says that if it's flowing water, then even if it's a very small amount, then there's no concern of it being uncovered. He also says that besides for being usher to drink it, it's also usher to give it to drink to your animals, or to wash your face, hands, or feet in this water, as well as to use it to make a mortar, and to use it for any other use. He says it's usher, you have to dispose of it.